Kelim Perchov Ches Mishne Yud. Svocho is that type of cap, again, that the women wear on their head. Shehizchu bo mipio tohoira ad sheyigma is kur kurso. There's two sides to every cap. One is the open part, the bottom, and the other part is the top. Interestingly, the Mishnah would call it fakert. Kur kurso, which is an obscure word, is the Mufashim explains, like saying karka. It's a slang in this context. It's like saying the karka of the cap, which is the top. Karka is usually on the bottom. So we'll call that the karka of the cap, the head, the roof. And the sides, we'll call that the pio, because that's what's open, like a mouth that's open. And what it means to say is that if he started to weave it from the pib, from the rim, tohoira ad sheyigmar es kurkurso, the other side. Hischel ba mikurkurso tohoira ad sheyigmar es pio. Sounds like they're saying the same thing from either end, that it's not a dover sholem and it's not mekabel tumah until it's finished. The Pashto Kasha over here that the Mepharshim ask is that L'Chor we had a Mishnah before in Chav Zayin that Beged She'orak Bo Shloisha Al Shloisha Tvachim is Mekabel Tumas Medris Miyad, even though Be'etzim he plans on being Eirig Mor. So we spoke out then, and this is the Yisrael that we've had Chayz of Inishness, the Mishnah Achrenda says this very clearly, the Gabi these two Mishnahis, is that if a person is stam weaving a piece of fabric and it's Roy L'Shchiva, so it doesn't have an exact design, so as long as it's big enough, so it's big enough to mekabel tumas medris. Masha ein kein, when we talk about something which is now miyuchid for this type of beged, it's be'emtza arigoso, so it's not roy until it's a dover gom. It's not considered a kli, a beged, whatever you want to call it, until that point. The Mishnah adds that on the svocha, there was some type of visor on the forehead. I guess it kept the thing, the svach on the woman's head, firm, but it wasn't part of it. It was attached to it to hold it firm. Maybe if it was windy, I don't know. Shoviz shalot, this is something that's made also from arigo, and they're mechaber it to the svach, tomei bifnei atzmer, because it could be taken on, it could be put off. Chutn shalot, which are the strings that are used to be mechaber the shoviz to the svach, are not mekabel tuma bifnei atzmon, because the chutim have no purpose, they're only there to service as part of tying it together to the svacha. Tmei mishum chibur, they're tomei, when they're mechubur to the svacha, mechubur letomei tomei. Mishnah finishes off, svacha shenikro, if it's ripped, what's the shear that it's not usable anymore? Im eini mekabelas, es roiv haseyor, tohera, that's what makes it tohera. Perchov Tes. Hagdoma Perchov Tes deals with the dinim of Yodos. Yodos is a basic concept. The Gemara brings in Chulin, in Perchov Varoitiv Apostle, V'chol HaShegipol Minivlosim Olov, anything that a nevela, sheretz, or another dead animal falls on Yitmo, Tanu V'kirayim Yutot Tmeim Heim U'tmeim Yulochem. The word Yulochem is Miyutel. What's Lochem? So the Gemara Drash is Lochem Lochol Shebetzor Chechem. That means anything that makes any one of these things, the Tanu Kiraim or Kli, anything that becomes Tame, more functional, more usable, i.e. where it's not part of the Kli itself, but it's that which makes the Kli usable, the handle, that also is Mekabel Tumah. So there's a Bazundur Din, it has its own dynamic, how it's Mavir and Moitzi Tumah from the outside in and from the inside out. It happens to be that most of the Rishonim, Rashi is that way, Tosfos Yonti brings B'Shem, the Rambam, the Rav seems to learn that way, that this Pasuk is not only a Pasuk for what it's talking about over there, Kli Cheres, this is true also by Kli Maga. Tosfos of Chul Daf Kuf Yud Ches learns that the Pasuk Tmeim Yu Lochem only goes on Kli Cheres, that's what the Pasuk is talking about, Tanu V'Kirayim. Other things you need, different Pasuk, he brings the Drash and Tosfos Kainim. It could be the rationale behind Tosfos is very simple. Kli Cheres is not only mekabel tumah or gives off tumah by touch. Other Rabbi, if it touched it from the outside, it's not mekabel tumah. It's mekabel tumah, or it transmits tumah by association.
The toich is the association of the kli, shaykh to the kli. So yod is also shaykh to the kli. Maybe that's what the toich is being marba. What does it have to do with the regular kli? You have to touch it. Is the handle of the kli the kli? Maybe not. So you need a different pasuk. The other shen, can you don't have that problem? They hold you could dash in l'chol hoin yonim, the din of yodis. So yodis is a very fundamental din in a lot of areas in Seder Tiras. The word noime over here is nimim. In proper Lashon HaKadosh, nimim means threads. So noime over here is the word that's used in this context of threads that come out, pieces of fabric that come out from different things. They're not really part of the beged itself. They use to tie on, they use to hold on. It's a yad. So something that facilitates usage of the kli without, in this case not a kli, a beged, without being part of the beged itself. Noime hasadin comes out of something made of fabric. Ve hasudorin, and of also different types of fabrics. Sudorin is more like a tablecloth. Sadin is something made of silk, sheets. Ve hatrotin, some type of hat. So you have strings that come out of there also. Ve hapilyon shelroish is some type of head covering. The shear of all of them is sheish etzbois. We've had this earlier in the Masechta. When something string hangs loose from a beged, the shear of something, we had this legabe, a piece of wood that's hanging out from a tool, till six, over there was measuring tvachim, over here it's going to be an etzbois, till six etzbois is considered part of the thing itself. You have a long string that goes for 20 yards, it's not all part of the beged itself. Over here, the idea is that what's a yad to the beged is part of the beged, it could transmit tumah in the regular way. So over here, the shear sheshet's boys. Which means that if a sheretz touches further down the nimim from then sheshet's boys, it's not going to be mitame. Also, it won't give over tumah. Shel afkarsim, this is some type of article of clothing. Eser, it's longer, it's a bigger article of clothing. We're talking over here about something that a person wears on his body. So it's not just for his head, it's going to be a longer beged, it's going to be a longer yad. Nime sogois is something made out of wool, some type of clothing. Veharadid, redid is a word that they still have today. It's like a shell, like one of those veils for women that they wear that covers the face. Vehechaluk, vehatalis. Shalashitz boys, those are smaller. I don't know how big this talus is. It's totally in the size of the beggar. That's what it would seem from the first two cases. A talus is smaller, so it's smaller than the regular thing. Don't know what the pshat is. Nime kipo shalskeno. This is again something that the women wear. They have strings they wear on their heads. Vahagoymodin is something that they cover their faces. Shal arvian, the women, the Arab women walk around with veils, or at least they used to. Vahakulkin. That's some type of woven fabric that's made of animal hair. Maybe it's worn as a belt or something like that. So there's a string coming out. Vehapundo. It's also another type of belt. It's hollow, the Mufarshim say. Mafoires, which is some type of like a sudor, which is not a handkerchief per se. People call a sudor a handkerchief in terms of kinyonim, but a sudor is really a long thing that what they used to use, it was a fabric they used to wrap around like a turban around their head. Vahapargoid. Pargoid is, you have in the base of English, like a curtain. Nimeyen, of all of them, kol shehen, even if they're very long, they're still part of the part of the beged. They're din yad to be mekabel tumah, to transmit tumah. Now, it's worth being mairich for a few minutes about a few nekudas legabi yodah. It's very fundamental nekudas. The Rash, ubik voice of the Rav, say that what we're talking about, yad, with the shiurim, with nimin, this whole halacha over here, is if a sheretz touched the nimin that were nitma, then the sadin becomes tame. So we're talking about a sheretz transmitting through the nimin tumo to the beged. So Tais Yom Tif is medayik, but he doesn't make a big deal out of it. It sounds like if a zov would sit down, we've been discussing a lot of tuma zov mitzad medris. If a zov would sit down on the nimin, would he be mitamet tuma zov? Sounds not. He says lav dafka. But lamaisa other achroinim. Tais Yom Tif brings from mayim to oirim. says that they say Tumas Magav because they hold that if a Zov would sit down, would not become Tumas Medrash. That's what they want to be medayik in this. What's the Havana in such a thing? The Havana is that Nigiyo Yad is a way of touching something. So if a Sheretz touches the Nimin, touches the Yodis, it becomes Tomei. Or if it's Tomei, then touching the Nimin of that Kli is like touching something that's Tomei. But Tumas Medris has to be Roy L'Shchiva. The Nimin are not Roy L'Shchiva. So that's the Havana. The Chazon Ish has a piece where he brings this Mayim Torah, he brings him B'Shem Gilyon Anshei Shem, which is where it's brought. And he's Mitzayin that the natural comparison, which is what the Gilyon Anshei Shem says, is that by Kli Cheres, the halach of a Yad, the handle of a Kli Cheres, is Moitzi, but it's not Machnis. If a Sheretz is in a Kli Cheres, the Yad is Metame Oichol that touches it. But if a Sheretz touched the handle of the Kli Cheres, the Kli Cheres has not become Tomei. Zokt the Chazon Ish, that will not be a Raya L'gabei this Nidin. The reason for that is because by Kli Cheres, anyways, you have a limitation. Only the inside of a Kli, the Toich, is Metame, not the outside. The Yad is part of, functionally part of the Kli, but it's definitely no better or no worse than the outside of the Kli. L'gabei Tumas Medrash, why not? What are you going to say? Because the Yad is not Roy Lemedris. So what? The Zov doesn't have to sit down on the Yad. The Zov has to... It means the sitting doesn't have to be Derech Shimusha. You're right. You don't sit on the Yad. The point is it's a transmission. So he wants to be Mefakvik. L'choyra. Hanira, if this is Taka the Pshat L'Rishonim, L'choyra one has to leg too. A Medris is not an Oifin of Negia Batoma. Medris becomes a source of Tumah. Tumas Medris means that the Mishkav Zov becomes Ka'atzmius Yeshel Zov. The Nimin of the Kli is not, if he sits down on it, that's not Ka'atzmius Yeshel Zov. You want to say the Zov came into contact? That's not what Tumas Medris is. L'chay, that's the Amityus Adron. That's what the Gilyon Anshei Shem is saying. So now, if that's true, and it's Meduyik in the Rambam that he holds now, well, not that way. The Rambam clearly is not Mechalik. If you say that the Rash and the Rav are Dafka and the Rambam clearly holds that Mekabel Tumas Medrash also. So this famous raid, Mishnah Taris brings raid in the beginning of Uktzin, which is where the Din of Yodis is, that the Rash holds that the Din of Yad is that it's Machnis Umoitzi. The Din of Yad is not the Atzmius or Kli. The Din of the Yad is Machnis Umoitzi. It's a way of transferring, okay? Mashenka by Medrash, it's not a word of transferring Toma, like we just said. It's a word of that's the Atzmius Shel Azov. It's not. Mashenka, the Rambam holds that the Din Yodos is Keguf HaKli. Or Keguf Oichel. There's a lot of Nafkaminas in that, but here's one Nafkamina. Whether it would be considered sitting down on the Kli. Could that be Atzmius Shel Azov? The strings of the hat, or the strings of the talus, or the coat, is like sitting down on the coat, it becomes Atzmius Shel Azov, or no? It's a way of transferring tumah of the coat to the person or person to the goat, but it doesn't become medrash. So that's the machloek is very sadistic.